Welcome to Vibes of India. I'm Janvi and this is one of my favorite segments. Here we are going to talk about art through the book The Fine Art of Fine Arts. This book talks about the journey of a very senior artist, Shyam Sharma. And this book is a labor of love of Chaitya Dhanvi Shah. Like, he has written the book and he's designed the cover page. And today we are going to talk with him about this book and the process, all that went through to come up with this book. So, welcome Chaitya to Vibes
Thank
of
you.
India.
Thank you.
So, Chaitya, I mean, to start with, tell us about the inception and the journey of, you know, how this book came up.
So it was in a very simple manner the whole journey started. In 2012 we published a book of Mr. Ravindra Salve, a very senior artist, and by chance he showed this book to Shyam Sharmaji, and he was very excited know that this kind of publication and whole process is taking place in India. So he wrote me a letter that why don't you publish a book for me, and so it was like in 2012 we both lost the touch, and in 2016 we had an art camp in Ranutsav, and that's where first time we actually met, and we understood each other. About a month he came back and he was like, I want to come at your place and stay with you guys. For 4-5 days he came from Bihar, and again the process was very organic, very simple. So it was just like
talking and then developing.
So it was
this.
Like this one of our reader was like he got this book and he was like aisa lag raha ki grandfather mujhe story keh raha hai. And it was actually we would start the day by sitting on the dining table, having breakfast, talking various subjects. Somewhere we are talking about art, and then again the next moment we are history, again the next we're folk art, some history, various topics. Then again we would take a short break for lunch,
and then again
start. We didn't know that we are sitting in on the dining table or living room or bedroom like that.
It was more about conversations and then developing.
We both were lost. I was out of curiosity, and he was like again very very gentleman, like an attitude like pucho jo puchna hai. He would simply go on and on at this age. Four days. Continuously conversation, and we didn't know that actually we are going to create a book like this, or we want to create a book, or we want to publish something. It was just as a curator, as an artist, most importantly as a seeker, and he as a giver.
Okay,
that's it.
Wow.
It was like now I can term it as a curator and as an artist, but
earlier
at that point
it was
of time,
a different
it was,
equation.
Yeah, so it was like a sir or a guru talking to his the disciples, or like sir please give me the knowledge. So acha sir aisa tha, acha aisa tha, to aisa kyun nahi, aisa kyun. So again in some parts I'm having a not a conversation but a kind of a counter argument. Sir aisa kyun, aisa nahi, nahi aisa to hota hai to. But again he like a true guru, he clarified entire things so smoothly and delicately that I never found that this is something about art education, or we are teaching someone, or he's teaching me. Nothing
there were
like
restrictions,
that.
There were no boundaries. True.
Nothing like that. It was like smooth, simple, and so I believe that in art, you create, it effect, it has a kind of a simplicity, or the innocence. It has to reach to millions of hearts. Not necessarily now, but like any given point of time, once it clicks at the right place, right time, right kind of environment, I'm very sure that it clicks, and this is again that sort of comes in that zone where it was not designed or to be like a book or something like that.
But it eventually happened.
So then I recorded the entire conversation. I used to write some points, and I didn't have any book in a way ke acha iske baad ye question aayega, iske baad ye aayega. So it was just normal
organic
thing.
Yeah,
so when I after he went, and after a week or 10 days I was like, no, I have to write it down, otherwise what if the recording goes off or something, the file like corrupts and something like that. So I started writing it down. While writing, I realized that, okay, this is something else. Yeah, so this is something else, and this, even I can read it after 100 years, 50 years, 20 years, okay. And I will still get something new. I'll still get that energy of something to sort of create something in any field which I have. So that encouraged me. Okay, let's go further and let's dig down how the things will take shape. And then I realized that, okay, this is a diary. So let it be in a diary form that as a curator, and even people they are less aware of how a curator works, how an artist his thought process works. So then how would a artist, I mean, everyone knows that how a director and actor has their process before the shoot, after the shoot, and whatever on the sets, but they don't know how an artist and a curator works. And I thought that why not we have a diary of a curator, because that's what my blog and podcast is all about. So I thought that in a book form, let us create a diary. And in that, as a layman, I'm asking these questions to the certain portions. Certain portions I'm on behalf of my clients or collectors, I'm asking him. On behalf of some new or emerging artists, I'm asking him some questions.
Yeah.
And as a curator, on a whole, how does the thing works? So I think that's how it...
Yeah. But Chaitya, for all the laymen, for all of you, you have to describe artist Shyam Sharma in, say, three elements. How would you describe him? Like, what are the necessary things that viewers should know about his life or about his work or about him?
So I think the first thing which comes to my mind right away is like his simplicity,
okay,
like his attitude towards life. The second thing is spirituality,
okay,
and the third thing is his knowledge, his vast experience, like almost 60-70 years of experience and teaching, working as an artist, working as a printmaker, as a painter, as a theater artist.
Okay.
So they have a theater group in Bihar, in Patna. So and having so many administrative roles, like he was the chairman of National Gallery of Modern Art, he was the selector of the National Advisory Committee, like the museums purchase the paintings. So these three things are actually, and the interesting part is they're actually showing in his paintings.
Okay.
That simplicity, that that element of humor, that thought process, the spiritual element in his works. So again, the way he speaks. So you don't see artists speaking so softly, delicately, and then trying to make you understand. So all these things, I think they translate into his works too. So that, I guess, that is the beauty of an artist. Like even M.F. Hussain used to have that kind of aura, that he would speak, and then so you immediately you were lost into his art.
Okay.
So he has that kind
that
of charm.
Happened with you.
Yeah, yeah. So again, it is very important. So these are the factors which, as a curator, attracts me. That not only his skills. In India, again, we have mentioned in the book that in India, we don't discuss much about the artist's thought process. It is always about the colors, the acha ye line achhi ki hai, skills achhi hai, and everything. We are a new India. Again, if we go back to the Vedic period, and so there was always the thought process which was important. The abstract forms were important, like, what you want to say was important, rather than that, how beautiful it is, or how aesthetically, again, that was there, but not as a prime factor. Now, everything is more of, it is looking nice and it is looking good. But then, skill-based artists, I think that we have painters, like board painters and other set of computers and softwares, they can do that. But what about the thought process? How will you bring that thought process? It takes years of hard work, years of observation. So yes, we have mentioned in this book that aesthetics can't be taught. You have to completely observe, experience. You have to keep your eyes, everything, ears open to understand that, this green is very beautiful. So how will I use it in my painting or any form of art? So that is very important, and he's the actually the master, I would say.
And artists are considered generally perceived to be very crazy lot of people. What was your experience of working with him? Can you recall of any incident where, you know, he did something which was not expected, something funny, bizarre, something you will remember for a very long time?
I think his whole approach towards me, that whole warmth.
Okay.
And, you know, as a giver. So I would always remember him, you know, the way he treated the entire conversation. You know, that, acha, see, aisa nahi hai ki, oh, I am this big artist, so I have to sit. Oh, mere liye aisa aisa hona chahiye, aisa khana hona chahiye.
He was very humble.
It was like, you know, again, I would say that as a grandfather. So he was like a dada talking to me.
Yeah.
And we were just enjoying the whole process.
True.
So I don't, again, you know, as an artist, you know, all these guys, I mean, especially Shyam Sharma ji, he's a very spiritual person. So he understands basics. So I don't think that he needs that kind of publicity or kind of that PR. Okay, you know, see, I'm mad. I'm an artist. So I need my alcohol. I need my cigar to, you know, only then I can paint and only then. So I think he was completely opposite to what the artist
general perception is.
Yeah. And so again, one thing which I got to learn from him is that, again, be simple, be humble. Like even Ratan Parimu, one of, again, a very legendary artist. Again, he's very simple, very sober. And but these guys have immense amount of knowledge. And they never show you out, again, through their works or through their behavior. So I think that attracts me more rather than, oh,
And when you're saying about, like, they know a lot, in, even in this book, there is, you've covered a broad spectrum from spirituality to fine arts to challenges to everything. Like, would you like to, you know, maybe read out or share any anecdotes with our readers?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So there's one interesting thing that how, so what is Indian art? And so basically, it is inspired by the Anekatvad concept of, you know, everyone is right. And so from their own perspective, their own upbringing, their own culture,
it is
my point of view, how I see art. So no one is wrong, no one is right. So again, I remember one interesting episode from the Mahabharata. Sorry, Ramayana, that I'll like to read that thing.
Also, your tea is ready.
Tamil Nilo?
No, I'm good. I think it was page number 80.
So what is the beauty of Indian art? So I'm asking him that, you know, what is the beauty of Indian art? And he's like, he goes off that the monkey community had fought and sacrificed themselves in order to save Sitaji and gave their immense support to Lord Ram. After the war, a group of monkeys came together, curious to know that what she looked like. She would have been very pretty for Ravan to start a war for her. But then there was a problem. There was only one Sitaji and lakhs of monkeys in line to see her. So again, he was very, so in his works also, you will find a lot of humor. And so while he was speaking, or while, you know, our conversation, he used to crack such, you know, little jokes and humor things. So a wise, so again, so wise monkey suggested sending a female monkey who is experienced enough, who would go and see Sitaji for them. It was decided that she would come back and describe everything about her beauty to all the monkeys. The female monkey went there and saw Sitaji sitting under the tree. She went in circles around Sitaji, and after she was satisfied and done looking at her, she came back. The entire monkey community was waiting for her description of Sitaji. They started asking questions about Sitaji's beauty. The female monkey answered that, yes, she is beautiful for sure. However, what kind of beauty is it if she does not have a tail? So,
so a different perspective.
So in the monkey community, the tail determines the scale of beauty. If she does not have a tail, she is not considered beautiful. That this means that different societies have a different meaning to art and aesthetics. Each one is entitled to their own opinion and perspective depending on their society's belief. So, you know, this is what, how you read art. Like, again, the technical terms are there, that there should be forms, composition, colors, textures. So these are all, you know, technical terms. But again, as a broader scale, this is how you enjoy art.
True.
So there's several such humor incidents, yeah. But again, it has meaning.
Yeah.
So the entire conversation somewhere down the line either teaches you, either makes you a better person in your life, or either makes your perspective change towards art, develop, or maybe enhance in a very different manner. That can,
true.
I think that will add every, I mean, that will add value to in every reader's life.
And here, like, as an artist, he's a Padma Shri awardee, if I'm not wrong. And at this age, at this stage, when he has nothing else to prove, like, he's already done so much, like, in this book or even in person when you were in conversation with him, did he talk about any of his regrets or mistakes or challenges or, you know, something that made him what he is?
Yeah, so one thing, he had a kind of, not exactly kind of regret, but like he was like, the amount of work which I have done.
Yeah.
In that sense, the money part is
still,
I think, but then again, he was like, you know, see, at this age or at this state of life, I'm not actually interested, but because I asked him that question, again, like you, that how, what are, you know, the things which he looks back and feel, you know, so he was like, but again, I'm very happy with this, that I believe in karma. And once, you know, you, the idea is to give better works, produce better works. And this is, I'm not doing for someone else.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for myself. And if I'm enjoying it, well, then it's completely fine. I mean, God has been kind to me and he has taken care of my family. And, you know, so every time, so he mentions it in the book, every time I am in need of some money, somewhere the universe would send me the money.
Yeah.
And my work is done.
I think this is the issue for not just him, but for several artists who would want to pursue their dreams but do not have finances.
Exactly. And see, I'm very, so whoever, I mean, the emerging artist that comes to us and, you know, that I want to be an artist, how do I pursue this career? So I'm like, see, only if you are true to your art, true to your
you genuinely love this, then only get here.
Otherwise, there is no place in finance that, okay, haan, ek do saal mein hum paisa kama lenge.
Yeah. And, you know, doesn't happen that way.
I mean, it takes almost 50, 60 years. And so I've asked him that, you know, how, what drove you actually?
Yeah, how did he survive this whole thing?
Working in a city like Patna or Bihar in those times, in 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, where it was like, you know, as 90s, in 90s, we used to persevere as a gunda Raj state, or you know, okay, waha pe aisa aisa hota hai. So he was like, nee, that actually encouraged me to create a different set of works.
Okay.
So it is not, see, again, so we have another question like that, how come a city like Patna or a state like Bihar, it just produced Mahavir Swami, or it has all great religious, it all started or it all ended over there. Highly knowledgeable state and history and stuff. So how does things take place and how all this happened? And so it's like everything has time, and I don't,
it all falls in place.
So I don't think that, you know, that affects you in a way. It affects. But then you you have to be that intelligent that how you take that thing in your art, in your works, and let, don't let that, those things affect you. So I think
that
regret, I'm pretty sure that because he is still true to his art, I think doesn't, I didn't saw that
that pain or like that, you know, that ends.
Mehnat ki hai aur phir bhi kuch nahi hua. He was like, actually was enjoying
the process.
The process. He was actually enjoying. See, even he still paints and he keeps. He sends me WhatsApp. See, ye aaj
this is what he created. True.
So even at this age, he actually, I mean, we have in this book, he painted on a shirt.
Okay.
So I'm experimenting. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm doing this subject. I'm doing. I'm working on. So he's working on the mitti blocks.
Okay.
The clay blocks. And so I like those cracks. So he's so sensitive.
Yeah.
He has written a poem on blocks.
Wow. I wonder how.
Say, this is the mother.
Yeah.
So I've asked him in this book that, so who is the child? The print? Yeah. So who comes first? The child or the mother?
Interesting. Yeah.
So that is the kind of conversation we had. And so again, I feel that even only a satisfied person can actually
answer
this.
And cannot be taken as the degrees, Jin.
Only he can answer those questions.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it is completely commercial.
Yeah. But this question was about him. Navi, coming back to you, like how did this whole process, because as you told me that it took you 3 months to write the book and for I think around 8 months you are sitting with this content, working on this content. So how did it affect you? Did it change you as a person?
Absolutely.
Or like,
yeah, absolutely.
And how?
So again, it changed my perspective towards art.
Okay.
So
you have been so long with art.
Yeah. So, but again, so that is why I was so confident and I was so, you know, energetic and okay, as soon as possible, I need to publish this book and,
okay.
you know, how fast. But because of the complexity of design and the content, you know, it took us time, a little bit more time than expected. But I think since last 3 to 4 months, I've read this book like what, almost 4 to 5 times.
Okay.
Yeah. Working at night, like around 2 in the morning, afternoon after lunch or while eating, I used to read, okay, konsa image, where should I place this or how can we do, and I would discuss with Nishi and stuff. Not a single time I got bored.
Okay, that's...
So, I mean, it was a kind of a shocker thing that, okay, I'm reading again and again, but I'm not getting bored.
Yeah.
So, I was confident that, okay, the reader will not get bored.
Hmm.
The first thing. True. Then every time I used to read and, you know, so I was like, acha, did this thing happen?
Hmm.
Yeah, okay, yeah, this is also how I can see art.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can see this painting accordingly, but yeah, this is the points I'm missing now. Okay, so that actually gave me confidence about this book, about the content, that, you know, this is not talking only about his art or how great his art is or how great
this
an
is
artist
not
is. It is beyond art. And it can touch to a collector, a student, a museum, a critic, or whatever, a film director, a producer.
So it will appeal to everyone.
Appeal to even an IT guy.
Yeah, okay.
Engineer. So whosoever reads it.
Will have something.
It will immediately connect. And that is the beauty of this book. And I found interesting that, you know, oh, this has completely changed. So there are certain incidents where, you know, I would read this one page or two pages and somehow on the next day I could relate with what I read.
Okay.
Achaha, he's right. So at that point of time I was like a layman.
Yeah.
I never thought that I've written this book, I have asked him questions or I was just reading as a layman.
Yeah. But it changed something
in you. So it changed. So I was like, acha, even if I can still have lots to learn from this book,
then definitely other people.
Absolutely.
But if you want to just, in a very crisp manner, if you want to just give 3 takeaways from the book, anyone is reading it, like what would be the biggest 3 takeaways? Like would it be something that you would learn on spirituality? Would you people like?
I think Indian culture.
Okay. Indian culture.
That is the most important thing.
Okay.
One of the main reason or main tick marks where why I should publish this book.
Okay.
The second thing is how to read art.
Okay.
How to enjoy art.
Enjoy art.
Yeah. And the third thing would be to understand the thought process. I mean, again, as I mentioned that everyone, how they should develop their thought process.
True.
Be it in any field.
Yeah.
But that is very important for a country like us, young generation,
true.
The next decade or so. So for us, it is very important to be creative.
Yeah.
To learn different things and to create that own our own perception. It is very important rather than borrowed it from
someone else, something else. Yeah.
And you know, like most importantly, the film industry, the music
industry,
our own fine art industry, where you know copy paste because it's all commercial.
Yeah.
And you know, so I need to give.
Yeah.
This is
the book also addresses that point, right? Of copy paste and
yes. Yeah. So. Because, you know, so that is the, and the fourth thing, sorry, you asked me three, but the fourth thing is the innocence.
Okay.
The innocence of the artist, the innocence of the artworks, the simplicity of this book, the conversation, everything happened. So it is so organic, innocent. There is nothing commercial in it. Like, I have to sell this, or the artist has to sell this, or I have to promote him as
no
a curator. Nothing like that. So that makes it even more interesting, you know, that it is like, so it will connect to people. And now what we are missing is in the entire Indian creative industry, whatever it is, like we are so much commercialized that we have deadlines, we have production. So we have people who are not into art, any arts, any art form,
yeah.
they are governing that whole entire thing. And that is why, you know, we are seeing degraded artworks, music.
True.
This artist or the book, I'm very sure that it will
appeal to people.
It will help.
Yeah.
You know, it will kind of rewind that innocence. We lost the path.
Yeah.
You know, so we have to. Once I'm reading this, I'll get to know that okay, this is not the path. This is the actual path, and this is how art works actually.
Great. So thank you so much, Chaitya, for sharing your journey, your story with us through this book. And for more such conversations, keep watching Vibes of India. Thank you.